Hilchos Suda, the laws of meals. And one of the halachas is Yayin Poiter Kol Minei Mashkim, that if a person makes a bracha on wine, a Boirei Pri Agefen, in middle of a meal, or even right before they start the meal, like in the Friday night Kiddush, for example, then they do not make any brachas on any beverages that they drink throughout the meal. It's only if a person will be using a kois for birchas hamazon, which is after the meal, completely after the meal is completed, then they would make a bar pri agefen again on that. But the wine generally exempts all other liquids from having to have a bracha on them. Even though the bracha on that liquid would not be hagefen. Person's drinking orange juice, apple juice, vodka, and which is shahakoil. The shahakoil is covered. The bracha on wine is so significant that it covers all the other beverages. Rav Nosson Zal says, Ayin b'maymar hamaschil hayman da'ozel leminsev. Take a look at chapter 29 in Likutei Moran, which is based on a story in the Gemara with the debate between Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanania and the wise men of Athens, where one of the questions that they asked him was, a person who's looking to get married, Shetikun klal hadomim hu al yedei shemeirimim es hamoyach. Rabbi Nizal explains over there in that chapter in Likutei Moran that the tikkun for all the blood inside a person's body is by the person elevating their consciousness, elevating their thoughts. Umishom nimshach lavnunis l'chol adamim. And it's from the brain, which is referred to as the white matter of the brain, it's from there that there comes forth whiteness into all the blood throughout the body. We know the Gemara says, for example, when a woman gives birth, the dam nekar v'nase cholov, the blood gets converted to milk. The red gets converted to whiteness. And this is a concept that's mentioned in the Torah and referenced to many places. Our sins are referred to as bloody stains, red stains. And forgiveness, atonement for sins, cleansing ourselves, is referred to as whiteness, whitening. The white kittel that we put on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur, to represent forgiveness, atonement for sins. Now remember, because this is Halacha Aleph, which generally, Rav Nosson Zal wrote this very early in his career of writing Torah, very often it's much shorter, and the writing is more clipped. He doesn't explain that much, he doesn't elaborate that much, but we'll try to make it as clear as we can. Vehine habracha shel kol hadvarim hu kedei lechazek ulesaken nafshoi. When we make a bracha on any food or drink or anything that we eat or any bracha that we make in general, that's in order to strengthen our soul and correct our soul. Va'al yedei zeh yochoi lesaken hanefesh hamelubosh betoich hadovar shoichel. And that also enables us to correct and repair the soul that's cloaked in whatever you're eating, in whatever food or drink that you're eating or drinking. There's a pasuk which the Baal Shem Tov quotes, a pasuk from Tehillim, where the pasuk says, Re'evim gam tzemeim nafshom bohem tisatov. They're hungry and also thirsty because their souls are wrapped there. And the Baal Shem Tov says this means that one of the reasons why Hashem makes it that a person is hungry or thirsty is because there are souls that are trapped and cloaked in the food or drink. And the only way that those souls can get a tikkun, a repair, and be released and be able to go up to heaven is if a Jew eats or drinks that item properly, making a proper bracha over that item. And this also explains why the rabbis taught us that a person is forbidden to eat or drink before davening. This refers especially to Shachris. And the rabbis learned this from a pasuk in Chumash which says, you're not allowed to eat for blood. And the Gemara says, Loisoichlu koidim shetispalalu al dimchum. Do not eat before you say your prayers about your blood, about your life, about your soul. And we know that blood is synonymous with the soul of a person, the life of a person. As the Gemara says, it's a pasuk, ki hadam hu hanefesh. The blood is the life force of a person. That's the soul, that's the nefesh. V'tzorech lehispalel tchila, l'sakein domoy v'nafshoy. Therefore, we need to pray first, we need to daven shachris first, in order to repair our blood and our soul. Once I've corrected my own soul, now I'm ready to try to correct and elevate the souls that are found in the food or drink. A famous quote in Pirkei Avos, "Kshoit atzmecha, v'achar kach kshoit acherim." First, improve yourself, then improve others. Ki hatfila hu shirois v'tishbochois u'brochois v'idois l'Hashem Yisborach. Because our prayers, especially Shachris, is a combination of songs and praises and blessings to Hashem. V'ideizeh yistaknu hanefoshois. And this is what repairs and improves and perfects the souls. Ki hanefesh hu bechinas dibur kemo shekosov shom. Because Rabbeinu Zal writes in that chapter in Likut Imran, in the beginning, that the soul is synonymous with speech. There's a pasuk, nafshi yotza bedabroi. My soul goes forth in my speech. V'chein kol hanefoshes hamalubashim b'chol advarim. And so too, the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that all the souls that are found in foods or in animals or in anywhere in the world, hein bechinas oisiois v'diburim hamalubashim b'chol mokoyim. They are in the form of letters and words that are found inside those items, in those plants, in those foods, in those animals. V'tikun hadibur hualidei shevach hatzadikim. Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in chapter 29 in Likut Imran that the way that we perfect and improve our speech is by praising tzaddikim, speaking the praises of tzaddikim. Validei brochos l'Hashem Yisborach. And also by expressing these blessings to Hashem, shehu tzaddikoi shel olam. Hashem is referred to in the Gemara sometimes as the tzaddik of the world. So when we speak about praising tzaddikim, when we're praising Hashem, we're also praising a tzaddik, the tzaddik of the world, which is Hashem. The pasuk that we quoted before, Re'evim Gam Tzemeim, is in chapter 107 in Tehillim. That's the chapter Hoidu, which we say on Friday night. Those that daven Nusach Sfard, on Friday night, before Mincha, we say that special Hoidu, where we thank Hashem for all the miracles, all the times He saved us throughout the world, throughout the week. That's where that pasuk is found. V'zeh gam kein b'chinas habrocha shemavorchen al kol dover. And this is all also tied into the brochas that we make over anything that we eat or drink. K'dei levorech ulahoidois es tzadikoi shel olam. It's all about blessing and praising the tzadik of the world, Hashem. K'dei shayidei zeh yistaknu hanefoshois. And by doing that, we're repairing the souls, Shehem Bechinas Dibur, which is the speech. Remember, we said, Nafshi Yotza Bedabroi, that Dibur and Nefesh are the same. So the Tikkun HaDibur is the Tikkun HaNefesh. V'zeh Shekosu B'Tikkunim, and this is why it's brought in the Tikkunei Zohar, Shebrocha Himi Sitra De'imo Ilo, that Brocha is connected to the Heavenly Mother, which is the sphere of Bina. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, L'honiach brocha el beisecha, to place a blessing in your home. And bais usually refers to the malchus, which receives from Bina. Ayin Shom, look over there in the Tikkunei Zohar, where it expounds on this. Rav Nosson Zal explains, Kishom, because it's up there by the mother, It's by a mother. When a woman gives birth, she becomes a mother. Shom bechinas nekar hadam v'nase cholov. That's when the blood changes and gets converted to milk, which is the tikkun. The red gets converted to whiteness. Shehu bechinas tikkun hanefoshos. That represents the tikkun of souls. V'alkein, and therefore, kishemavorchim al hayayin. When we make a bracha on wine, She'oz nis'ale hadas ma'oid, which is one of the greatest elevations of a person's consciousness, of a person's thinking. Bibchinas, as the Gemara says, zocho naseroish. K'mo shekosov shom, and Rabbeinu Zal quotes that pasuk, that wine is unique, wine is very special, whereby if a person drinks wine properly, bikdusha, it expands the consciousness of the person's mind, it elevates the brain. Kalidei habracha hu bechinas zocha. And by making a bracha on wine properly, that bracha means you're doing the right thing. You're drinking the wine bigdusha. The person enters into the status of zocha, privilege. Ki mezakech ezdomov. Because again, speaking, saying a bracha is praising Hashem. That's purifying, that's tikkun hadibur. That's tikkun hanefesh. That's tikkun adam. And therefore, this exempts the person from having to make any blessings on any other drinks, kind of as we said before. Because of the fact that the person's das was elevated and expanded by drinking the wine and saying the bracha on the wine, making a proper bracha on it, Memela nistaknu hanefoshos. Automatically, the souls were all corrected. Shehein bechinas damim, which is the blood. Ki ikar tikun hadamim shehein hanefoshos tolui bahadas kama shekosav shon. Because as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, the main tikun of the blood, which is the souls, is dependent on the expansiveness of the consciousness, the thinking, the big thinking. V'alkein hayayin choshuv shetzrichen levore cholav afilu betoy chasuda. And this is what makes wine so important, that if a person did not have wine right before the meal, if a person starts a meal, they make a moitzi, they wash, they eat bread, and in middle of the meal they want to drink wine, if they want to drink any other beverage, you don't make a bracha on it in middle of a meal. Wine is an exception, that when you're drinking wine in the middle of a meal, you must say a bracha before. Ve'ein hapas poitroi. And even bread, which is so important, does not eliminate the need for a separate bracha on wine. Ki gam chashivus hapas hu gam kein machmas bechinas hadas hamalubas shom kanal. Because as we learned in the previous halacha, what makes bread so powerful and so important is the das that's found in the bread. V'alkein hu poiter kol asuda, and that's why bread, making hamoitzi lech menoretz, exempts you from having to make a bracha on vegetables and fruit and meat and fish and everything else. Ki hakol tofel al hadas, because everything is subservient and goes under the umbrella of this das. Ki hadas hu ha'ikar, because the das is the main thing. Aval hayayin shehu bechinas das godol moed. Whereas wine, which is also a very, very high level of das, ein hapas poitroi, the bread doesn't take care of it. It requires its own bracha. V'alkein mevorchen al shinu yayin hatoy v'hametiv. And this is why the halacha says that if a person changes wines in the middle of a meal, a person drinks one wine and then a different wine, there are certain cases where the person has to make a special bracha, hatoiv v'hametiv. Ki kol hatoiv toloi bahadas. Because all goodness is connected to and dependent on das. Bebechinas, as Rabbeinu Zal over there in Mikutimran quotes the pasuk, gam beloi das, nefesh loy toiv. K'mo shekosav shom. Without das, the soul is not good. So we see that das and toiv go together. There are many other proofs to this. We know that when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the Das, the greatest broadcaster of Das of Hashem to Klal Yisrael, it says, Vatera oisoi ki toivu, that his mother saw that he was good. And the Gemara says the whole room was filled with light, this light of Das that Moshe Rabbeinu was all about. So Das is called Toiv. It's also brought that there's a special name of Hashem. Each one of the Sfirois, the Midos of Hashem, has a name of Hashem associated with it. The name of Hashem, Ekye, usually represents Bina or Keser. The name of Hashem, Elohim, represents Gevura, Malchus, Bina sometimes. The name of Hashem for Das is Aleph, He, Vav, He. The first letters of Es Hashamayim ve'Es Haoretz. In the first pasuk in the Torah, it says, Bereshis, in the beginning, Bara Elohim, Hashem created, Es Hashamayim ve'Es Haoretz. It's brought that Reshis is Chochmah. There's a pasuk, Reshis Chochmah Yiras Hashem. Elohim is Bina. Es Hashamayim ve'Es Haoretz is Das. Those first letters, Aleph, Hey, Vav, Hey, which are Bigimatria, Toiv. That word Toiv, 17, is this name of Hashem, Aleph, Hey, Vav, Hey, which is associated with Das. And the Arizal mentions this in many different places. So Rav Nosson Zal says, therefore, the Yayin, V'alkein Hayayin, Shubchinas Hadas, Mevorchon Olav HaToiv HaMeitiv, therefore wine, which is Das, we make a special brocha of HaToiv HaMeitiv when we try a new wine, when we go to a better wine. Ki bimkoim hadas shom hatoiv. Because where there's das, where there's real powerful das, there's toiv, there's this goodness. Like we said, gam beloy das nefesh loy toiv. When there's no das, there's no toiv. When there is das, there's toiv. Baruch Hashem. We're wishing everybody a good day and a good week and a good chodesh. Tomorrow is Erev Rosh Chodesh, Yom Kippur Katan, and Tuesday will be Rosh Chodesh. We should be zeicha that this should be a week of a light. The light of Chodesh Kislev, Hanukkah, should start already and eliminate all the different types of darkness that Klal Yisrael is going through and that each individual is going through.
Are you going to Meron tomorrow?
I hope so, Mitzvah Shem. I hope that I'll be zeicha to go to Meron after the shir, after our shir, Mitzvah Shem.
Thank you, Rav Nosson. Good luck.
Sure. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you so much, Rav Nosson. Have a good day. Kodesh Kislev.
Safe journey to Meron.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.